kids around the state are getting back in the swing of the school year at the end of the winter break. For some families with teens, the school day raises a concern, a gap between the end of the school day and the end of the parents' work day.
Our next guest says that after school gray areas was when he got into trouble as a middle school student in Delavan. Now he's a pastor serving his hometown, and he's working to meet the needs of teenagers there and give them an after school space to learn and have fun.
Jeff Contreras is the pastor at the Rock of Jesus Apostolic Church in Delavan, and he's the program director for the Boys and Girls Club in Walworth County. The chapter is just a few years old. He says the group is still looking for community volunteers and financial support to serve as many kids as possible. I talked to him yesterday morning. Pastor Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges facing kids in Walworth County. A lot of times we hear about kids in urban areas. What do you see there? What are some of the biggest needs for kids in your area?
Well, you know, in Delavan, particularly right now, that's where the club's located. We are open to all kids in all of Walworth County, but specifically in Delavan right now, a lot of our kids just don't really have much to do. They have a lot of unsupervised time after school. You have the kids that are in sports and after-school activities, which is great, but that's a small population of the kids here in Delavan or in the surrounding areas. And so a lot of these kids just have a lot of free time, and some of them, quite a few of them, are either in single-parent homes or, you know, even what you might call broken homes, or they might be in foster care or something along those lines. But a lot of those kids don't have the support system at home or even just the supervision, you know, to kind of keep an eye on them. So a lot of our kids kind of find their way into trouble after school because there's not really a lot to offer right now other than the Boys and Girls Club.
And the Boys and Girls Club is fairly new. I understand your wife was one of the people, the person who got the ball rolling. What got the Boys and Girls Club started there in Delavan?
Well, actually, my wife is the single person who started by herself way back when. We got married about 9 years ago, and when she moved here, she's from Madison, and I'm from Delavan. I've lived here my whole life. When she moved here, one of the first things she said to me, she said, "Is there a Boys and Girls Club here?" And I said, "No." And she was shocked, and she said, "Well, I'm going to start one." And I kind of honestly laughed it off a little bit because I lived here my whole life, and as kids growing up, we always talked about wanting a club, but nothing ever happened. So when she said it, I kind of had the good luck mentality. But my wife is a very determined woman, and she's a hard worker. And so once she made up her mind she was going to do it, she contacted the Boys and Girls Club of America, and she basically asked them, you know, what do I need to do to qualify to get a club started? And that's kind of where she began.
And from that starting point, what was the community response? Did people say, yeah, we do need something like this?
Yeah, it was really great. It was positive right from the get-go. We had a lot of figures, you know, including the mayor and a lot of people that worked at bigger companies here in the area. They responded immediately. They were very excited, and it didn't take very long. She had to put together what they call an advisory council. That's kind of how BGCA works. That's one of the first steps. But she put together a council, a team of about 8 to 10 community members, you know, influential members, and that team was put together relatively quickly, and they were all on board. They were very excited, and it didn't take much time to get the buzz going in the area.
And what kind of activities do you provide then at the club?
Well, we have a variety of program activities. That's actually my specific function, my job there as the program director. And we offer academics, which is the one program we do every day. Every day we have different activities. We give the kids variety. But the one thing that's a staple that we don't compromise on is homework and reading, which is nice because we do that every day the club's open. The kids come in, they get a snack. They do their homework right away. That way they can go home and tell their mom and dad, hey, I don't have any homework. They can have fun, do whatever. But after homework and reading, there's a variety of activities and programs that we offer. We want to encourage things like arts, culture, diversity, even career focus. And then obviously we add in a lot of sports and fitness activities to try to promote healthy living style for the kids.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the kids? Do you see this making a difference?
Yes, I have definitely seen a huge difference since I came on board. Initially, my wife, this was her dream job. She started the club with the hopes of being a program director herself. But right when the club was about ready to open, we were having our first child, my daughter, Abigail. And when my wife got pregnant, her whole focus, her whole mindset shifted in life. And she really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and I agreed 100%. And so I really was just a cheerleader in the beginning for my wife just to get the club started. But once the club opened, They hired a program director, and things didn't necessarily work out the way they had hoped, and that was the first year. And so then they came to me, and they were just kind of like, you know, we need someone we can trust. We need someone that's from the area, that's passionate about it. And they just wanted me to give it a shot. I was a little hesitant because I'd never worked at a Boys and Girls Club before, but my wife persuaded me to give it a shot. She was confident I would do well. And so when I came on board, it's been amazing to see the progress just in 2 years. Our attendance has continued to go up, and the relationship that I and the staff have with the kids is just tremendous. These kids, the more and more kids that come, you know, what's happening is the current members we have, or the repeat members, the members that were there a year or two ago, are then telling their friends how great the club is, and we're starting to see that these kids are really responding to us. You know, not even just, you know, the activities are fun, we take field trips and all that, but more than anything, I would say it's the relationship they're having, the positive relationship they're having with the staff. You know, we really care for them. We're really there for them. And, you know, they're really bonding with us, and it's showing.
We're talking to Pastor Jeff Contreras. He's with the Boys and Girls Club of Walworth County. He's in Delavan. And you mentioned growing up in Delavan, and there wasn't something like this. And I understand you had your moments of trouble as a youth.
Yes, I definitely did. It's funny because I'm in the middle school now, and that's where the current club is located. And it was literally at that time of my life. I was always a good kid. I always got good grades. I was an athlete year-round. But when I got to middle school, late about sixth grade year, the end of my sixth grade year, I just kind of got exposed to drugs and alcohol and things of that nature. And, you know, I always stayed involved in sports, and I always stayed involved with academics, and I kept my grades up. But from middle school on, you know, I kind of lost my way, and I made a lot of poor decisions, made a lot of mistakes. Thankfully, I'm still here, and I turned things around. But I remember specifically, and I know if any of my friends I grew up with are listening to this, I remember specifically 6th, 7th, 8th grade, we were always talking about, man, I wish I had a club. I wish we had somewhere to go. I wish we could go play basketball somewhere. We could go hang out. And so I know definitely as a young person in this community, there was a need back then. And obviously, you know, fast forwarding to now, the need is just as great, if not greater.
Do you use your own experiences when you talk to the kids in the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would say almost on a weekly basis. We have one program activity that's called group talk, and sometimes we separate the kids into smaller groups. Sometimes we keep them together in a bigger group. But a lot of those group talk sessions, the staff will go first just to kind of encourage the kids and give them some confidence so they're comfortable talking. But almost every time we have a group talk session, I'll usually start and I'll open up and I'll tell them, you know, very personal things. I'll tell them very specific things about what happened to me in my past and how I grew up, because it's really powerful in relating to them, you know, because right now they look at me as Mr. Jeff. Some of them even call me Pastor Jeff because they know I'm a pastor. You know, they look at me as this, you know, quote unquote, got it together guy who's responsible and living the, you know, the good life. And I try to make them realize, you know, guys, I have been through a lot of things that are very similar to what you're going through right now. And then when the staff members go after me, a lot of their stories are very similar. So it really helps with that bonding process and the trust that the kids give us.
We hear a lot about people not being connected and engaged with their communities. You're a person, you're in the place you grew up, you're a pastor, a faith leader, you're involved with Boys and Girls Club, your wife was the spark plug that made it happen. What makes you so community-minded?
You know, this is going to sound funny, but growing up, I had a great mother. I hope she's listening. My mother is very unselfish, very loving, and very giving, and I have a great father as well. But growing up, I was pretty selfish. I was pretty self-centered. I really only cared about me and what I wanted to do. And, you know, when I gave my life to God and when I became a Christian, I was in my junior year in high school about, I just really kind of realized how selfish I was, and I didn't like it. I felt like I was a pretty ugly person. And I realized little by little, as I began to try to focus on other people and help others, it was so much more fulfilling than just striving for what I wanted. And, you know, I always remember when I was younger, I used to say I was going to move away. You know, once I graduate high school, I'm going to go to college somewhere far away, and I'm never coming back. But, you know, obviously, I'm still here. It totally changed. It totally shifted. When I got rid of that selfish perspective, my heartbeat was here at home because I knew so many people. I mean, I grew up, Delavan's a kind of a small town, and you know everybody. You go to Walmart, you can't get out of there in an hour because you run into 25 people, you know. But as I got older, I began to realize, man, I know so many people here, so many families, and the least I can do with the time I've got on this earth is to try to give back to them, to show them that I care, to show them that I love them. Because honestly, I don't feel like I did a good job of that in my earlier years of my life. So, you know, I guess I'm trying to make up a little bit for some of them foolish years back when I was younger.
Suppose somebody's out there listening. They're in a community. Maybe it's Delavan. Maybe it's Milwaukee. Maybe it's, up north somewhere. They know there's a need in their community, and they're wondering when somebody's going to come along and fix it. Do you want to give them a pep talk to maybe be that person?
Yeah, I would say you just got to start somewhere. And I know it's cliche. People hear that all the time. But really, you know, my wife is the perfect example of this. You know, here I lived here, and I'd love to take credit, but I can't. You know, I lived here my whole life, and I hate to say it, I kind of had given up hope that there would be a club like this. But here comes my wife, who's not even from the area, but she sees the need. She immediately sees the need, and she cares. And I know there's people out there listening right now in their communities that care. You just got to find one or two other people in the community that have the same mindset and the same goals. And then from there, you know, there's help and support out there. You know, my wife, she just contacted BGCA, and she got hooked up with the club next door in Janesville. And that's all it took to get the ball rolling. So I think a lot of times people feel discouraged and they almost feel like they're alone. But I'm telling you, if you start talking to individuals, you know, at establishments, at businesses, at schools, you're going to find eventually a handful of people that care just like you do. And then you just got to get hooked up with somebody who's already done it. You know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just find somebody else in a neighboring community that has something going that you like or that you want to try to model. And I guarantee you they're going to be willing to help you out, because that's basically what happened here.
Pastor Jeff, thank you so much for taking this time.
Thanks again for having me. It was a great opportunity. I really appreciate it.
That was Pastor Jeff Contreras of Delavan, where he's the program director for the Boys and Girls Club of Walworth County. For more information and to find out how to get involved, there's a link to the Boys and Girls Club of Walworth County website on the Central Time Facebook page.